You are listening to In Depth on Lotus Radio, and your nonprofit could be featured on the show. Email psa@lotusradio.com. And now back to In Depth.
This week on In Depth, we're really going to dive into some great community partnerships. Carrie Tallman is the Marketing Communications Manager for the Nevada Health Centers, and we are so thrilled to have her on the show, not only because they are the agency behind the Mammo vans that you've been seeing coming across the state of Nevada as we head into the last little bit of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We definitely wanted to talk more about Nevada Health Centers and another great partnership that they have, the Ronald McDonald House Care Mobile. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Carrie, welcome to the program, and thank you for sharing information with us about Nevada Health Centers.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So Nevada Health Centers, this is a statewide agency that is working to better healthcare and provide better access to healthcare across our state.
Correct. We're what's called a federally qualified health center, so an FQHC. We have been in existence since 1977. With the mission of access to health care. And it's got kind of an interesting background because obviously dating back to 1977, it goes way before Obamacare and when people started hearing a little bit more about improved access to health care. But the beginnings of our company stemmed from our rural Nevada roots and the need to have better access for, I believe it was in Hawthorne area at the time, there was a tri-county consortium put together to come up with health center access out in those rural communities. So we are a statewide organization. And, you know, from time to time, we've kind of ebbed and flowed in areas that maybe there becomes greater access or other healthcare access points. So as an example, we used to be in Beatty, and then as some of their population dwindled, there wasn't quite the need there. And so I feel like we're a little bit of an amoeba-like organization where we've sort of ebbed and flowed in and out of communities.
You move where your services are needed, basically.
Exactly, exactly. So as a statewide organization, we actually have 18 brick-and-mortar facilities, and then we also run 7 WIC health centers down in southern Nevada, and then we operate 3 mobile programs. So those include the Mammo Van, the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile, and then the Nevada Children's Health Project, which is specifically based in southern Nevada.
I think it's interesting about mobile health care because a lot of people were starting to see that mobile health care services or telehealth became huge during COVID, but really it wasn't this thing that just emerged out of COVID. It was already there. And as you mentioned, you know, that's one of the difficulties and challenges we face as a state is that we have 2 high dense population cities, one in the south and one up here in the north. But the majority of our state is a rural community, and making sure that you have accessibility to healthcare. You may not have a full scale hospital in Beatty, right? You're not going to have that. So you're needing to provide that healthcare in a different way. As you move forward into this new world where we're seeing the accessibility to healthcare changing, do you feel like Nevada Health Centers has a leg up on this because they've been doing it for so long?
Yeah, actually, it's, and I'm so glad that you mentioned telehealth because, you know, everybody became a little bit more familiar with that, I think, through COVID and the lockdown process. Fortunately for us, we were literally 2 weeks away from a planned launch when the COVID lockdown began. So we were ready to go. We just sped things up a little bit, and we do offer telehealth services in part because of what you're explaining, you know, the large expanse of rural area that we need to cover. And as a rural Nevadan, I'm born and raised in Ely and, you know, now I've moved to one of the big cities, the one in the north that you referenced. You know, I have a place that's very special in my heart, super near and dear to me, the plight that people in rural Nevada go through. I call it a plight, but to them, no big deal to hop in the car and drive 2 or 3 or 4 hours to get to a healthcare access point. I'm really not okay with that. So that's why, you know, we do have the 3 mobiles that I described, but also, you know, telehealth. And, you know, for us, fortunately, you know, maybe it is a little bit of a leg up with regard to when we went into lockdown, you know, because we are a statewide organization, we were already doing Zoom calls. We were already, you know, ready to launch telehealth. So why it was that whole, I hate the word pivot, but everyone was talking about we got to pivot. We were already there. We were already doing those things. And I feel very thankful that, you know, we just had to speed up a couple of our processes, like the telehealth launch that I mentioned.
I've had an opportunity to actually get a mammogram on the Mammovan. And I'm one of those unique individuals where I was either at the time, I was underinsured. So my husband and I both own businesses. I wasn't a full-time employee yet. Here at the radio station, so I didn't have health insurance that would cover some of these exams. And that's where I think people forget where we are in our society and in our world right now. Even you and I were kind of joking about this prior to getting on this interview, how the world has changed. You know, we had parents that grew up health insurance and a pension, and they stayed at that same job for 30, 40 years and retired. And that's just not the way that we work today. I have a 26-year-old daughter. You know, she works a lot of different jobs. And I think that's the way we are going today. So having access to healthcare for those individuals who may have some insurance, but maybe not everything is covered, it is imperative to have that bridge, and you're a bridge to accessibility.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, as I help family members who maybe even do have access to insurance, it's challenging. You know, sometimes you feel like you need to have like a little mini workshop or a degree in it to know how to navigate that. And I think that that is another plus to our organization is, as an example, like talking about the Mammovan and, oh, maybe I need an appointment, but you're afraid to make the call because you feel like, oh, I'm underinsured. It's going to be a costly procedure. Just pick up the phone and call us, because the people in our call center are so well-versed and knowledgeable. They can help people navigate that. All you need to be able to do is tell us about your situation, you know, that you do have insurance or that you don't. And we can help you with navigating that and give you examples of what it could cost. So again, our goal and our mission is access to healthcare. So we serve everybody, but we offer a sliding fee scale. So if you are uninsured, we can help you. You need to just be able to give us some information about your income. And then you do need to be a resident of Nevada, but we can help navigate that because, like you said, it's just so challenging. And, you know, not everyone is fortunate enough to have an insurance to fall back on that where everything is covered.
Well, and I feel like that's the majority of a population now. Many of us may have a little bit of insurance. You know, maybe our child is covered, maybe we're covered, but our husband isn't covered. You know, that's kind of how it is in my family dynamic. So having that accessibility, being able to go in and still get that yearly mammogram and make sure that I'm staying on top of my breast health screenings is so very important. I think another component of what Nevada Health Centers does is educate the community. Go in to a population, like you mentioned, those rural communities, they may not have access, which also means they may not know or understand the importance of having these yearly exams, how important it is, even as we are about to dive into a conversation about the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile, how that is important. If it's providing dental health care for your children, dental health is all about your entire body. If your mouth is healthy, you have a better chance of being healthy overall. So it's really about educating people about the importance of these screenings, diabetes, breast cancer. It's also important for your overall health.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, while people are so tired of hearing and talking about COVID, I'm the type of person that is always looking for the silver lining. And I think another silver lining of COVID was that for the first time ever, a lot of people who maybe had access to insurance for the first time didn't have that same luxury. So as an example, you know, in Southern Nevada, where there were massive layoffs because, you know, there weren't people during the lockdown coming to casinos, all of those people were now without insurance and a job and going, I'm due for this screening. Where do I go? So yeah, to your point, I think education is a really big piece of what we do. And trying to get the word out, you know, it's easy during October. Breast Cancer Health Awareness Month comes to the forefront, and I think mammography screening becomes top of mind for people. But, you know, we do what we do 12 months of every year. Right. So we are out there. Besides October, we are going nonstop, crisscrossing the state with the Mama Van, just trying to create that access to.
I think that people can take advantage of the knowledge that you provide. A great resource is your website, nvhealthcenters.org. You can literally go on there and find so much information, whether the mammogram is going or the MammoVan will be in your community, how you can get those low-cost mammograms if you are in an area like Reno or Las Vegas where you don't need to wait for the MammoVan to come through town. There's resources that are available. If you have a child that has healthcare issues and you're underinsured and you want to make sure they're getting their health needs met as well. NVHealthCenters.org again is the website. We're talking this morning with Marketing and Communications Manager Carrie Tallman from Nevada Health Centers. And I know that this past week we saw the Ronald McDonald Care Mobile down in the Carson City area. This is yet another extension of the work that Nevada Health Centers does. You partner with a lot of different nonprofits, community agencies to provide these services. Tell me a little bit more about the Ronald McDonald Care Unit.
Yeah, so we actually operate that mobile program in cooperation with the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas. And there are a number of Ronald McDonald Care Mobiles nationwide that provide different services, but ours specifically is dental care for children up through the age of 21. So, you know, technically kind of young adult age. But again, it's about creating access to that care. And as you touched on earlier, you know, sometimes people overlook how important a dental visit really is. But oral health is super important to one's overall well-being. You know, if you think about children that maybe are suffering from a toothache, you know, they are struggling to pay attention in school. They're probably not eating well. They're probably not sleeping well, which then also affects them being able to focus in school. So it's really important to create that access to dental care. You know, we've seen children as old as age 13 that come aboard and it's their first visit to a dentist. So again, not everybody has health care that just covers, or health insurance rather, that covers that. And so for a lot of people, it's worrisome about how to pay for it. And that becomes a barrier to care. So I would just really urge people who need access to health, you know, medical or dental care, to give us a call and we can help you navigate that as best we can. You know, while we're a statewide organization, we're sitting here physically in Washoe County, and we currently do not have a health center here because there are other FQHCs in the Reno community. You know, we, Community Health Alliance and HOPES, we call sister organizations. We don't view them as competition, but we work with them. So as an example, the Mama Van will go and park in front of their facilities, giving their patients access to mammography screening. So the Care Mobile is kind of another example of that, where we know the need is really great just statewide for children's dental. So sort of like the Mama Van, it's crisscrossing the state. It was in Carson City and Douglas County this past week, and it'll be returning in November for another full week of screening for children to have that, children and families to have that access.
And of course, you can find out more information. You can visit your websites. You can find out information about scheduling. That's nvhealthcenters.org.
You are listening to In Depth on Lotus Radio, and your nonprofit could be featured on the show. Email psa@lotusradio.com. And now back to In Depth.
Carrie, I'm glad that you mentioned partnerships and you mentioned Community Health Alliance. We're sitting here recording this on a Friday, and just today I ran down to the Human Bean. They're doing a partnership right now. It's Coffee for a Cure. Anything that you purchase from the Human Bean, those proceeds go back to Community Health Alliance to make sure that women have access to getting on the MammoVan and can get their mammograms done. So, you know, I think it's so important that people understand that we have a lot of nonprofits in our community, but you work together to cover all of the bases because there is such a need. I think that's the other thing that's so key about this program is that we really educate people on the different agencies that are out there that are providing, whether it be access to healthcare like yourself or Community Health Alliance, you know, whatever that may be. There are so many great agencies and organizations that are working together. If Nevada Health Centers can't help you, you're going to know where to send that person. I think that's imperative, too, that people understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. And during, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we just feel strongly that whether a woman comes aboard the Mammavan and gets her screening or goes to a brick and mortar facility, just do it. You know, our mission is access. So if, you know, this conversation makes getting that mammography screening top of mind for a woman to go, that she's due and needs to go get it, we don't view, you know, a brick and mortar facility as being our competition and, oh, we wouldn't want them to do it. I mean, we want women to get out there and just get screened.
Absolutely. The awareness with breast cancer, right? You know, I kind of think back to in the beginning when we started hearing about breast cancer, and now we have an entire month, you know, the month of October that is dedicated to breast cancer awareness. That topic of mind is so important. It's so imperative. And going back to this Ronald McDonald care mobile that you have, it's about educating people how important it is to make sure that your child has good dental health. Are they staying on top of their immunizations and their vaccinations? This is another place where your agency, Nevada Health Centers, can come in and help navigate the system, which is something else I wanted to go back to. You mentioned earlier, sometimes you do feel like you need someone to kind of hold your hand to get through that process. And Nevada Health Centers is really that person that can help you out. I mean, I know just calling them and saying, well, you know, I have a little bit of insurance, but I'm not sure how this works. You know, just being on the phone with your volunteers and those on the phone line that are answering, they can really help you figure out there's scholarships that are available, there's programs that are available that you can tie that individual to so they can get the access to care that they need.
Yeah, definitely. We're very fortunate to have some generous donors that make a lot of the care we're able to provide happen. With the care mobile specifically, too, you know, a lot of people are afraid of the dentist, right? We have an amazing dentist on our care mobile, Dr. Alex Wabarba. She is just fantastic. But, you know, that's a big part of introducing the kids to dental care, too, especially, like I mentioned, if you maybe have an older child that's never seen a dentist, they can be pretty scared about what is this really going to be about. And so they help navigate that care and get them comfortable. And sometimes, you know, maybe a toddler needs to sit on mom or dad's lap initially to kind of get comfortable. But yeah, we can connect people to resources. So we've had, you know, some donors that give to the care mobile specifically or to the Mammavan. And when people call us and say, you know, I'm a little concerned, I know I need an appointment, or I've got a toothache, I need a screening, but I don't have insurance, you know, we'll walk you through. Don't worry about that. You know, we've got one of our Northern Nevada survivors, Charlo, who came aboard the Mammavan, and she delayed having her first mammography screening until the age of 47.
Wow.
And then something started bothering her, and a friend really convinced her, look into this. I think there's this Mammavan that's a free resource. And she wound up calling us and said, you know, I don't have insurance. She was really concerned that it could be costly. And we told her on the phone, don't worry about that piece. Just come in. I mean, we will never deny a woman a mammography screening. So sure enough, unfortunately, her first screening, there was cancer detected. Ironically, the cancer was not causing her pain. There were calcifications in her breast that were causing pain, but was a good thing,
right?
Because otherwise she wouldn't have been alerted to this cancer that was brewing. And, you know, we talk about that early detection is your best protection. So fortunately, it was caught very early, and she's doing very well, you know, two years post-discovery. But
that's so great. I mean, I just talked with Oscar Delgado with Community Health Alliance, and just his talking about you, the great partnership that you have. He's like, it's also about educating a population. He said, we work a lot in, you know, with the Hispanic population, and a lot of them are a little nervous. They don't understand how important this is, that you should be getting these screenings on a yearly basis, you know, even your monthly self-exams, like making sure that they're being educated. And he was saying, we couldn't do these partnerships and do what we do without the help of Nevada Health Centers. They really help us bridge that gap so that we can go into those populations and help educate. And I think when you think about it, education is the key. We would not be where we are today with the education and information that we have about breast cancer prevention had we not continued to push forward and grow and further the education process throughout across our country to educate women about those screenings. And, you know, you mentioned her not coming in until she was 47. A lot of women may say, well, it says that I can't get it until I'm 40. But if you have signs that you have breast cancer, a history of breast cancer, and you're concerned about that, those individuals can still contact you, correct?
Yeah, correct. So technically at age 40 is when you should have your first baseline mammogram. But as you mentioned, especially if you're a woman whose maybe mother had breast cancer and you're at high risk, you're under age 40, you should be having that conversation with your primary care provider to say, and they'll be asking you, right, during part of your normal intake to go to any doctor's visit. If you had, you know, you think you had the flu and you went to the doctor, that's part of what they're always asking about your health history. So part of that conversation should be, yes, you know, I had this or that family member that did suffer from breast cancer. You know, should I be concerned? Should I be looking into this? So I've had friends that in their 30s started having regular mammography screening because of their family history. So the way, and this is kind of more of an insurance thing, but we have to operate within those parameters. So women who are 40 years old and over, and if they have insurance, that's considered preventative screening, and it's covered 100%. If you're younger than 40, you simply have to have that primary care provider's referral to us. So you could be potentially in your 30s. The doctor has said, yeah, you know, your history warrants you having a mammogram earlier than age 40. And then they write, you know, the prescription for you to come and get that.
I think that another opportunity for people is to give. I wanted to mention this. You know, you talk about philanthropy and opportunities for the community members to give back. Nevada Health Centers, to me, seems like a great agency that if I were in the position, a business, an agency, an organization that wanted to give back, this might be a great opportunity to do that. I know you have mentioned a lot of your different community partners. You have a lot of agencies and different philanthropic companies and organizations that donate to you. How can people get involved in other ways if they want to be a part of helping you continue your work?
Yeah, we really couldn't do what we do without that philanthropic arm helping us out. And, you know, while businesses, we are so appreciative for, I have to kind of relay a cool story from last week of, you know, there are a lot of us that maybe don't own a business large enough to give a large sum, but really every little bit adds up. And I spent a week down in Southern Nevada last week, and we had the Mama Van parked for a couple of days outside of a Hispanic supermarket, and we had a really cool corporate donor, Los Altos Cheese, that was helping provide mammography screening for women. And again, you know, touching on what you were talking about with Oscar, is the education so important? But we know that culturally, there can sometimes be barriers. And one that I've learned over the years is that, you know, and I'm a very modest female, so that's a barrier to care sometimes. And we've learned, you know, in the Hispanic community that a barrier to care for a while was, you know, just the modesty element and, you know, being a little bit shy about coming aboard. But what was really so heartwarming at this event last week is that I'd say within the course of about a half hour, there were five women that had each gone aboard the Mama Van, had their screening, and came out and said, I don't have a lot to give, but how can I help out? Can I make a donation? And I wasn't really looking over their shoulder while they were doing this, but I guess, you know, it's like in the range of $20 or $40. And we do have donor envelopes. And so those women, and it was really moving to watch them because they were very emotional about it and thankful for the opportunity to be able to get their screening. And that was kind of their way of paying it forward. But it was just, it was really an awesome thing to watch. And because it was a large event and we were trying to screen a lot of people, we must have had, you know, 10 or 15 people that were all, we were outside of the mamma van so that there was that privacy, but they were filling out paperwork and visiting. And then it was just this kind of momentum that picked up. And as people saw each other doing that, it was like, oh yeah, you know, I've got $20 I can give. And so that was just a really super cool moment. It's kind of like when you're in the Starbucks line and, you know, someone buys your drink and you're like, oh, yeah. I'll buy the drink behind me. You know, another easy way for all of us to just kind of chip in is that when you go to register your vehicle at the DMV, you have the option to do, you know, the personalized plates and all those different fundraising plates. Well, the breast cancer ribbon plates that you see throughout the state of Nevada, $25 of each of those plate fees goes directly towards the Mamma Van program. So that's another easy way, you know, and you've seen some cool ones I know around town that people do then do the personal plate and it's like Survivor and then the, you know, seeing the ribbon. But that's another easy way that you can, you know, basically show your support of breast cancer.
I love this story that you shared because not only did those women get off of the mammo van and make a donation, but I am going to guarantee you, Carrie, that those women went off and told three of their friends about the experience that they had and how wonderful that it was, how safe they felt, how comfortable they felt. And that's kind of the momentum that the mammo van carries with it each place that it goes. It shows and educates a population about accessibility, the importance of these screenings. And I just know that there's no better person to go back than someone that's in that culture to go back and say, gosh, you know, I had this great experience. They were so wonderful to me. They treated me well. I had all these nerve-wracking things that I was worried about in my mind, and they met those head on and made me feel so comfortable. There really is nothing to be said for word of mouth. And I think that that's another great thing is that those women, you know, are going to go back out there and really say what a great experience that they had being out there with the mammo van as well.
Yeah. And, you know, word of mouth always is the best advertising, of course. But, you know, another important point about that stop, too, is that while we talk about the vast expanse of Nevada and, you know, we've got these far-flung rural communities. I mean, at times when I first started in this role, scratch their heads and be like, well, in Reno and Las Vegas, you've got access to other brick and mortars. But, you know, transportation for a lot of people is a major barrier to care. And that was also exhibited that same day when I was at this event in Southern Nevada. We were there 2 days. And at the end of the first day, there was a woman who came out. I was able to visit with this woman. She came out. She had, you know, a couple of bags of groceries. And she said, oh my gosh, I didn't even know you were going to be here. And we had turned off all the equipment and everything for the day. Basically, she was saying, I'm so glad to see you here because I live right across the street. She was hoping to get her screening. You know, we also talked about the other places where she could access care. But she said, oh, I don't have a car. So I will come back tomorrow, you know, because she could walk across the street.
Right.
And so you sort of forget that, too. You know, those of us who are fortunate enough to have insurance or to have a car to drive, you know, it takes you back that you realize like, gosh, yeah, you know, there are a lot of things that I take for granted personally in my life that I'm super thankful for. But,
absolutely.
You know, there are a lot of people that don't have that. So just being able to, even though we're in frequently in metropolitan areas, you know, that's an example of one barrier, transportation. So being able to be in neighborhoods where people can just walk those couple of blocks to us is important. But also, as women, we create some of our own barriers too. And that's that, you know, just making time to do that.
Absolutely. So. Putting ourselves first is always a challenge. We struggle with that every time. And I'm glad that you mentioned this as we wrap up, that as women, we have a tendency to put our kids and our family and our jobs before everything else. But if you want to
be there truly for your family and your friends and your work, you have to put your health care first. And that means scheduling that yearly mammogram. And that's the other thing I would say that I enjoy about the MammoVan and Nevada Health Centers is I'm now like being notified. Hey, don't forget, it's time for you to get in and get your screening. So now I'm kind of in the system. So the reminder is always there. Carrie Tallman is the Marketing Communications Manager for Nevada Health Centers. Thank you again for being here and talking with us about all the great services that you provide. Visit nvhealthcenters.org to find out more information. Lots of great information on there. Carrie, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to In Depth.
Thank you for listening to In Depth. To have your nonprofit featured, please email psa@lotusradio.com and tune in next Sunday morning.